Recording 13A.
Just look at this. They're putting one of those cheap restaurant chains in where that nice tea shop used to be. They're owned by some multinational company. At this rate, our culture will disappear altogether and we'll all end up eating the same bland food.
Well, a lot of people are worried about globalisation and the impact it could have on the local people. But actually, I'm beginning to think it works the other way around.
You can't be serious.
Yes, I'm reading a book about it, actually, and the author makes some very valid points.
He probably works for one of the big multinationals himself.
Actually, no. I'm pretty sure he's a journalist.
So, what does he say then?
Well, he points out that there are far more ethnic restaurants in England than people realise. For example, there are 7 Indian restaurants for every 1 McDonald's in the UK.
Really? I didn't realise that.
Yes, and globally, pizzas are actually more popular than burgers. I think globalisation could mean that we end up living a more interesting and multicultural life.
Yes, but you've got to admit that worldwide, the soft drinks market is totally dominated by just 1 or 2 big companies.
Well, according to this author, there's a new energy drink taking over the market, and it's a joint venture between Thailand and Austria. Without globalisation, international companies just wouldn't merge like that.
Well, I think that globalisation just pushes popular culture to the masses and spreads it even further. When people go travelling to far-flung places, they want to see something exotic, not the same icons they see all around them at home.
Yes, but I doubt local people feel they are losing their national identity just because a fast food outlet has opened up. And anyway, the nice thing about it is that in many places, these chains have to change the food they sell to suit the local culture. So there is a lot of give and take going on, and you still get cultural diversity to some extent.
I suppose so. I guess no one big multinational has a monopoly over the fashion market either, does it?
That's right. The big fashion labels are spread over a lot of different countries.